Welcome to Time of Restoration Broadcast. We are so happy that you have tuned in and pray that something will be said to bless you, encourage your heart, lift your spirit, and increase your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we have rejoiced in this day. I just thank God for his redemptive plan, how he gave his son, and his son gave his life, took on all of our sins, that we can be born again and have eternal life. The best thing you can ever do in life is to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And when you hear the term personal, because with all the believers in the world, and I mean there are, I mean millions and trillions of believers, but just think that each believer has a personal relationship with God the Father through his Son. And the only way we can be born again is to accept Jesus' finished work on the cross, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So we just thank God for the opportunity to come into your homes, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether you're driving along the highway and you're listening in your automobile. We just hope that something will be said to encourage you on this evening. I'm going to be reading Psalms 5, and it reads, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in thy mouth. Thy inward part is very wickedness. Thy throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with thy tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by thy own counsels, and cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, and thou compass or compass him as with a shield." So we just thank God for his word on this evening. And it's a Psalms. David was saying, "Look, give ear to my words, O Lord." You know, he was talking to the Lord about the issues of his life, what was going on. He was also praying for those that were wicked, had no interest in God at all. I'm going to read some commentary notes on that particular Psalms. And it says, one way to grow in a close relationship with God is to pray to Him earnestly each morning. In the morning, before our minds become jumbled with problems, we can commit the whole day to God. You know, the first thing when I get up in the morning, my feet hit the floor, I'm praising God or giving Him thanks for waking me up, for watching over me during the night. And that's the first thing that should come to our minds, is to be able to pray to Him first thing in the morning. We have to be conscious of our relationship with Him. It says regular communication helps any relationship. And it certainly builds a stronger relationship with God. So talk to God on a regular basis and talk to Him in honesty. You know, it's really amazing. You know, sometimes there are couples and husbands and wives. they don't tend to talk a lot. And there are some people that talk a lot. And there's, I mean, everybody's not the same, but there are some situations where one spouse is not that talkative at home. But when they're out with other people, I mean, all they can do is talk. But then when they're home, they're quiet, they have a little to say. and you know, and you sometimes you say, oh my goodness, what? Oh. And sometimes, you know, you just wonder, you know, why is that the case? The more you can talk to each other, the better you can build a relationship. You know, the more you talk. I remember when I was dating my husband and he was living in South Jersey, I was living in North Jersey, and we would get on the phone and talk for hours. But things kind of changed once we got married, but we did talk and share, but it wasn't the same. But, you know, communication is very important to relationship. That's why when we talk to God in prayer, you know, it means so much, because we are building a relationship. Verse 5 says, therefore, the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. And I just read that verse 5 out of the New Living Translation. It says, God cannot condone or excuse even the smallest sin. Therefore, we cannot excuse ourselves for sinning, even a little. As we grow spiritually, our sensitivity to sin increases. What is your reaction to sin in your life? Are you insensitive, unconcerned, disappointed, or comfortable? As God makes us aware of sin, we must be intolerant toward it and be willing to change. You know, somebody might be thinking, even tonight, well, I don't sin. I mean, I don't fornicate. I don't cheat. I don't lie. And maybe a lot of those things you don't do. But sometimes you can think wrong thoughts about people. You know, sometimes you don't realize you have things on the inside of you. You could have hatred. You could have resentment or malice or strife. And sometimes people only look at adultery as the only sin that a person can commit, you know. But there are so many things that we could have on the inside of us that we're not aware of. So we just want to be conscious of our relationship with the Lord. It's a personal relationship. And I thank God for the fact that I've accepted Him as my personal Savior. I'm going to go into a word of prayer. Father God, I ask for forgiveness for anything I might have done that would hinder this prayer. I thank God that I have the privilege to enter into the most holy of holies, to intercede and to stand in the gap for others. Maybe those tonight that are too weak to pray, too sick to pray, but God, I can lift them up tonight. I might not know their names, but you know those that are sick, those that are suffering. Lord, I'm praying for my next door neighbor. She's the pain that she's battling with her leg. Oh God, we're asking that you would heal and touch her body. Lord, that you would give her a quick healing in her leg. Lord, I'm praying for those that are on our prayer list. God, that you would just touch and heal bodies. Those, oh God, that are in need of jobs. Those that are in need of relationships being healed. Lord, we are asking that you would move by your divine intervention. Lord, whatever the needs are, those that are grieving, God, those that have lost loved ones, we're lifting up on tonight. God, we are asking that you would be the God of all comfort. God, because you are the God that heals, delivers, and set free. Lord, I lift up Jill. I lift up Nina. God, I just lift up your people everywhere. Lord, I lift up leaders of nations. I ask, oh God, that you would touch our leaders. And God, we're in this year, oh God, for the race of the presidency. And Lord, we just have to pray because, Lord, we just have to pray that your will be done in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We're praying, oh God, that your will be done. We know war is not a good thing. War is hideous. Innocent people are killed. But Lord, I tell you, it's just amazing how people are just so one-sided in war. And we are asking, oh God, that your will be done. We are praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace of Jerusalem. We are praying for the Palestinians as well. Everybody that's involved. The Ukraine war, all the stuff that's going on in Haiti, Lord. Oh, God, we are praying, oh, God, that people that are there, that are stuck, Americans and other people, that they would be able to get out of Haiti. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we know the people need the Lord. And we are asking today that you would just touch, make whole. We're lifting up the body of Christ. We're lifting up, oh, God, our local assembly. Praying for our assistant pastor that you would touch his body, his family, encourage his heart, oh God. And we ask, oh God, today that you will continually to unite the body of Christ. Make us the body that you desire us to be. Help us not to be a body of Christ that would be quick to compromise your word. But Lord, let us trust in you. As Pastor was preaching on Sunday, that regardless of what God has asked us to do, we must learn to obey. Regardless, when it seems like it's something that you think that you can't do, we just have to learn to trust him in what he has given us to do. We are praying, oh God, for the sick. We are praying for the lost. We are praying for missionaries. We are praying, oh God, today that robbers, rapists, murderers, carjackers will be apprehended. We are coming against the works of Satan, and we render him powerless in the lives of people. We are praying for caregivers, oh God. We are praying for those that are just disillusioned, oh God. And we are asking today that you will save, that you will change hearts and minds and desires, oh God, and that you will just deliver from make whole. God, we love you because you first loved us. Lord, I ask these blessings in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, we are doing a teaching from a new series. It's called Speak Life. Speak Life. The importance of speaking life. You can speak words of life. Words are powerful. As the scripture tells us, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's found in Proverbs 18:21. Every time you repeat a negative, defeating statement or speak a hopeless thought, you are handing Satan a stick with which to knock you down. And many times we give Satan the stick to beat us up because of what comes out of our mouths. So we have to be conscious of the fact that when we say anything, we're going to think before we speak. But we're going to speak things that's going to be positive. Positive. And so it's so important that we learn to speak life. Speaking life simply means to speak out of a pure motive with the intention of benefiting the hearer of your words. I know I had mentioned on last week we were reading the scripture that comes from Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read that again tonight for you. Verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, and Ephesians chapter 4, and I think that's verse 29. And it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And many times the enemy will have us, you know, talking out about ourselves. And we're the first hearer of those words. And it's not going to build us up. So we're not speaking life to ourselves. Sometimes we are cursing ourselves or demeaning ourselves. Don't mean to do it intentionally. You know, there are women, I've seen women that are so gorgeous and beautiful, but yet they feel like they don't measure up. They're not beautiful. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, you know, the enemy will tell you that you're worthless if you listen to him, because he's all about death. Jesus says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But when we speak and we hear the things that the enemy is telling us about ourselves, and then we speak it out of our mouths, we're giving the devil the stick to beat us up, and we cannot do that. So that's why it's important that we speak life and not death. So one said, well, what does it mean to speak life? Have you heard the phrase speak life? What does it mean to speak life? Speaking life is about staying positive and making sure that the words you speak line up with the word of God. If God's word tells us we are the head, well, we are the head. If it tells us that we are not the tail, well, then we are not the tail. If he tells us, you know, that he took on our curse, I mean, so we can be free. It is believing in God and looking to him for guidance and passing it along to others. I mean, if you have something good, you want to share it with others. If you know you go to a particular restaurant and they serve good food, and you're going to tell someone, if you want a good place to eat, go to such and such. So not only are we to speak life to ourselves, but we are to speak life to others. We can speak life into people's lives if we get into the habit of expressing a blessing and expressing appreciation. Notice, this isn't just sharing our feelings. I'm so glad you're in my life. It's about being specific about who they are, what they do, and what they have done. You know, I have a young lady that has been serving me for years. Her name is Sister Erica Jones. And I don't know how often I tell her, but I know she knows, and I have told her in the past how I appreciate her. Sometimes I feel like, oh my. I hope I'm not a burden to her, but because she just makes sure that she, like an armor bearer, she just makes sure that I'm protected. I make sure I'm, I get to my seats, and she, makes sure that I'm a little weaker now in my limbs. And she's always there, and I appreciate Sister Erica Jones. And I called her our first lady a couple of Sundays ago. She said, "Oh no, Pastor, you're the first lady." But really, in actuality, that's who she is, because Pastor Kenny is our successor, and I'm just there helping him as he's helping me. But yes, we just thank God, and I appreciate Sister Erica, and she's growing by leaps and bounds. So we need to speak life to others. I had an opportunity today, as one of the parents came to pick up our child from the learning center, and I looked at this mother, and all I could see was brightness around her. And I was able to share with her. I says, "You seeking the Lord, aren't you?" And I tell you, she said, "Yes, I am." And the Lord gave me a word for her, and I just was so, grateful that, and I was speaking life to her. I was speaking life to her. So I just thank God for the opportunity that I had to speak to that mother today, because I know it encouraged her heart. Because the mother was sharing with me how, yeah, she's thinking about this, she's thinking about that. And the Lord just had me, gave me a word of knowledge for her. And she was blessed because I spoke life into her. And so we just need to learn how to speak life to people. So I'm going to be reading some scriptures going forward in this lesson. 1 Peter 3 and 10. It tells us that whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile or deceit. The King James would say guile. This is the English Standard Version. So it's very important that whoever desires to love life and good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking evil. Proverbs 15 and 4 says, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." Wow. A gentle tongue. And the Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. Proverbs 13 and 3, "Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin." And I think it was on last week we were sharing how people have lost their lives because of the fact that they couldn't shut or close their mouths. They had to have the last saying or the last words. And because of that, their lives were taken. So we have to be conscious of what we say, think before we speak. And as I had shared this scripture before, whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. And see, those that were quick to speak and didn't have a watch over their mouths and had to have that last word, they ended up in ruin, as I had read in the previous scripture. So whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. But we want to continually speak life to our children, to our children's children, in our lives, and to others, and be a blessing. Blessings and curses can't come out of the same mouth. It shouldn't. So we want to be conscious of speaking life. If you're out there tonight and you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, I would like to give you that opportunity to do so. And if you are a backslider, all you need to do is confess your sin. You can pray the same prayer and come home, because Abba Father is waiting for you. Repeat this prayer. Father God, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross to save a sinner like me. Jesus, come and live on the inside of me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Be my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my friend. I want you to tell Satan, says Satan, I serve you notice. You are no longer my master. For Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my friend. So let someone know tonight that you've accepted Jesus. To the backslider, Abba Father is waiting on you. You've been married to him because he's married to the backsliders for years, or for however long you walked away from him. Come home, because the saints are waiting. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, as well as I am, for every person that decided to make Jesus your Lord and your Savior. So whatever you do, always tell someone about Jesus.